Okay, today I'm going to attempt to talk about my latest thoughts on the state of the music industry. Some might think that it's all going to be negative. I don't think so. In my time working with a large music retailer chain, the conversation often turns about what that means. The big box stuff, even outside of music, the big box stores, Walmart and Target, and what they do to local retailers and smaller retailers. I don't think they mean to put everybody out of business, but they do. Does that mean they're bad and evil? It's just a change. It's just a change. Local change. And it's the customer's fault if they don't like it. We often want the best price, and the only way to get the best price is to have a lot of volume. It's just the way of the world right now. Music is no different. It's not just in the retail end of things, it's also in the music consumption end of things, which I guess is retail in a way too, selling music. So the reality of it is, say you're in a band, and with GarageBand on your laptop, which comes free in every Mac, you record your album, it's really good, and you print some CDs and put it online for sale and start getting your fans to buy it. It's just like a mom and pop music shop, isn't it? A small business or a local restaurant. Do your best, put your best product forward and try to promote it in your surroundings. Well, the reality of it is, in today's world, there are no big record companies anymore, really. I mean, I was on the tail end of that era in the late 80s, signed to MCA Records, and didn't do me a damn bit of good. The company was so huge, it didn't know what to do with itself or anybody like us. The group Gamelon that I was with at the time, and they didn't even really care. They just let the top of the lines, you know, the stars making the hits, fund everything and hope for the lesser ones like us to make some money. Otherwise we'd just be a tax write-off. It's no different for places like Guitar Center, who operate, I think, largely at a loss, and every few years the investment firm that owns them just sells them off to the next guy, and they just take the tax write-offs. If they make money, they go hoo-hoo. If they lose money, they go hoo-hoo, we got a tax write-off. Either way, in those levels, they win. So what's that do to the small guy, the small music stores, the small music makers? Well, it makes us have no other option but to out-serve them. That's right, out-serve them. That's what any small mom-and-pop shop can do if they focus on it. To beat out a Walmart, a Guitar Center, or an MCA Records, or Sony, whoever the record company is that are left. You can outserve your customer. Build loyalty. Customers, I don't think, mind paying a little bit more if it's something really cool that they're part of. They feel invested in it. They go to that favorite local restaurant because it's really a cool place to be, and they love the owner and love what he's doing and how he treats the employees and the service they get, and they might even be remembered, and they tell all their other friends about how cool that place is. They become part of it. Same thing a mom and pop music store can do. Though often I see them not. Most of the old timer, you know, small-time mom-and-pop music shops I see going out of business in every town that there's a Guitar Center. Not because they can't compete, because they don't change their game. They get stubborn and think they still have to sell the same products. No, it's not about selling products. It's about out-serving the big box places. The musicians need to do the same thing. There's no way to compete with Sony Records distribution worldwide. Can't do it. No way to even get the cheapest price on your CDs like they do, because you can't buy the volume that they can. Can't do it. So what do? We out-serve them. Make our band the coolest band make our fans the most favorite fans we ever had. Make them have a ball at the gig so they want to come to the next gig and see what's going to happen then and tell all their friends and bring them back. That's all we can do. Because even in the music selling business, there's no way to compete with selling CDs. CDs are on their way out anyways, but everybody passes music around for free anyways. So artists, to think that they're going to make money selling CDs is really not very realistic. It's just the way of the world. It used to be that you could sell a $15 CD and make some money on it. And when we were with MCA Records, we made 7%. 7% of the sale. And that was a standard record deal. Superstars only made 10 or 15%. Terrible business. If they sold a bazillion of them, you could make some money, of course. But it's just the way it is. And now it's even worse because people pass it around the internet for free, and musicians often even want to give their music away for free. Why? Because it's just a vehicle for serving your customer more. If you keep that in mind, we'll all be fine. So use your music as a service. Now maybe that service is partly making your loyal customer feel great about buying your CD and supporting you, but not being worried about whether they copy it and give it to their friends. And no way really to stop that these days. I can't see a way. Maybe Big Brother, you know, from the sky, a satellite could sense whenever a song is played and either find somebody or go ahead and pay you or something. I don't know. I'm not sure I want to be in that world. So musicians have to be ready to give. And it's kind of interesting, really, that it's actually going backwards in history. That's where it started out, just people playing music, right? 100 years ago, there was no recordings, just the beginnings of recordings 100 years ago. People played music in local venues because they wanted to entertain, and they got paid to entertain. It's no different today. It's just going back to the old ways because the record businesses are defunct for the most part, are too big for their own good. And artists need to be independent with an attitude of service. Does this make sense to you? Makes sense to me. It's kind of funny, actually, through all this stuff. Oh, radio is dead, you know, and MTV came around, and it did. The radio's still here. It did kind of dull it down. Radio is not the king of the heap as far as music distribution goes, music promotion. But all these things come and go, and the bottom line is there's still real people playing real instruments in real time. Even if you're playing with a backing track, it's still real. It's now. It's in front of real people, and it's serving them. It's kind of interesting to me. It's going backwards. Getting down to what's real. Let me know your thoughts on this. I think it's a fascinating subject. Maybe you do too. Many blessings, and talk to you soon.